Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate experience to you, the real estate agent. You can follow Evan on the Twitter feed at WorkWithEvan using hashtag AskEvan. For all your questions, concerns, comments, ideas, or anything else real estate related.
What's up, guys? Happy Monday, happy Monday. First call of September. Do we have a call last week? I don't think so. First, because it was Labor Day. So first call of September, first call of the first fourth quarter. Getting ready to finish the year strong. Got a couple different pieces of information for you guys today. Got a good crowd on. Appreciate that. It's always better when there's people in the audience talking to the walls. Sometimes kind of boring. But I want to talk about just a couple things with you today. I'm going to hop around a little bit. The first one I'm going to tell you about is a couple of the office things while people are engaged and listening and dialing. So tomorrow, Tuesday, has been a day for us, for three or four of us that have had a pretty good run of Tuesday, what we call Tuesday lead party. So Tuesdays from 10 to 12 in the office, there were three or four of us that were coming in doing pretty well and weren't really doing anything heavy lifting. We were coming in just as a group, just to kind of work together, just to kind of motivate each other. We weren't, dialing. We weren't having any contests. We weren't, stressing out. We just kind of came together, plugged in our laptops, and basically did our stuff together. So that actually is going to start again tomorrow, 10-ish to 12. Now, it's going to start by 10, so don't roll into 10:15. So 10 to 12-ish. I've only got 7 chairs. I really don't want to office full of people, but if you have the day off or if you're not working or you want to come in and work some leads, I know we're going to have a couple new folks tomorrow, 10 to 12, bring your laptop. We're actually going to go through some serious Boomtown training tomorrow and to show you the difference between what Boomtown can do for us versus, what the other program, which is since canceled, has done for us. So I'm going to start with that right there. So tomorrow, 10 to 12, if you don't work during the day or if you have some time, you certainly can come in and work some leads with us. We'd love to have you. Love to be part of the group. Obviously, more the merrier. And we'll work through some stuff together and have some fun. So this week will be Boomtown. Next week will be Expires and For Sale by Owners and Zillow Make the Move. The week after that will be something else. But it's basically going to be a day training. So with the people here tomorrow, if you come tomorrow, I do have a surprise for you, a very awesome surprise. You're going to be very overwhelmed and blown away with what I have for you. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. But if you make it tomorrow, it's going to be certainly worth your while. It really, really is. So you come in and work some leads, work for us. At the end of the day, I have a present for you. Okay? Number one. Number two is tomorrow night, we're doing double duty. Tomorrow night, we're having the fall, market boot camp or whatever, fall market class, whatever it is. So we're going to start 6. We're going to go almost all the way past 9. We're going to go probably 3 hours or so, and we're going to talk about all things real estate with whoever's in the room. Free tomorrow night. You want to come to the office, I will be here tomorrow night. It's rare for me to get out of the house with so much sports and stuff going on, but I have arranged to get out of the house tomorrow. I will be here tomorrow night, 6-ish to 9-ish. And we'll take a pulse of who's in the room, and we'll train on some stuff that we need to train on, and it'll be a great time, okay? So here's my point of the call today. We did things very well with program, we're going to call this program B, and we're going to talk about program A. Program A is Boomtown. Boomtown who texts me when I'm on these calls? That's what I don't understand. How does that make any sense at all? Or my wife, she's allowed to text me, I guess. Anyway, okay, so we have program B, we have program A. Okay, program A we're going to call Boomtown. Program B we're going to call Follow-Up Boss. Even though the program wasn't Follow-Up Boss, the system that we use is called Follow-Up Boss. So as we compare the two kind of programs, I want to put it in a nutshell, very, very easy and very clear for you today, all right? So when's the first one comes in? Looks like the first one came in So we've got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So we ran a Facebook boost, and we run a Facebook boost, you know, basically for the last year, year and a half. And when we run a Facebook boosted post, we take our time, you know, we make sure that the hashtags are there, we make sure the links are there, we put some emoticons or emojis in there or whatever. So it looks pretty good. We create a pretty good Facebook ad. We've learned how to do that pretty well. At least I have learned how to do that pretty well. So with that, we put a link. And the link has been two different places. Now, program B, follow me here, which was Follow Up Boss. The reason why we did so well with that is because it was a sign-in through Facebook. You didn't have to put your name in the box. You didn't have to put your phone number in. It basically said continue through sign-in through Facebook. So the ease of registration with program B created a whole bunch of opportunity. It created hundreds and hundreds of leads per post. So if you run a post for 5 days and you reach 10,000 people, 1,700 engagements, and you spend about $90, you could, through the old system, get almost 200 registrations. Now, here's the bad news. 200 registrations. Most of those people had no idea that you captured their information. They didn't ask for information. They didn't put their name in the box. We simply tricked them into putting their information in the box and turned around and called them a lead. Well, geez, I got 15 follow-up boss leads, or I got 32 follow-up boss leads. But these folks, for the most part, have absolutely no interest in buying real estate. They're just nosy looky-loos on Facebook to see a property. They like it. They click through it. Very unintrusive way to sign in. They sign in, and voila, we generate these hundreds of opportunities. And then people would say, well, you're building your email list, and you're doing this, doing that. But through about a year and a half of that, it's almost a year and a half today, almost 2 years of that, we said, you know what? That's a bunch of horseshit. Right, those people don't want to be contacted. They don't know we got their information. You're meeting them with confrontation. The email addresses are not necessarily good because they're their Facebook email addresses. And the follow-up from the follow-up boss was not very good because the people had no idea that they even signed up. So I asked the question over the last 6 months in many different areas, in many different ways, in many different times. Would you rather have 7 or 8 quality leads sit in or 200 Facebook registrations? Now, some people say, well, give me the 200 Facebook registrations in my follow-up boss, and I'll work them, because out of that 200, right, the law of average says you're going to get 1 or 2 or 3 of those guys going to buy. But you got to shift through the 197 that don't want to buy. There are very few people on this roster that can handle shifting through 200 leads effectively, very few, myself included. It's just not something that we're equipped to do. It's not something we train to do. More importantly, it's not something that we want to do. So we went over to option A, which is Boomtown, right? Boomtown, we've had it before. We decided back in the day we'd rather have the large office space than the software. It was one of our biggest mistakes as our RRG company. We killed the software to have a, you know, $2,800 office over in Woburn with 7, 8, 9, 10 desks. So we got rid of the software, decided to get the office space. About 3 or 4 weeks after the office space, you know, it lost its luster. Nobody came in. You know, there were three of us sitting in this big old office with no bodies, and it was just a complete waste. That's when we decided to move to North Reading. But long story short, we sacrificed the software to have the real estate space, which was a bad move. Fortunately, we kept the relationship with Boomtown good, and we decided to re-engage with them, which we have, and they recreated our site, which they did, which put in about 5,000 old leads from the leads we had the first go-around. Okay, Evan, what's the point? Okay, so we're going to leave the software that has the Facebook registration, and we're going to move into some software that has the traditional registration, which means put your phone number and email in the box, and we'll contact you. So here lies the question. Do you want the 200 people that don't make any sense, that have clicked through, that you have to find out whether they're truly interested, if they even have valid contact information, or would you want 5 or 6 people that legitimately opted in and work with them to a better degree? Now, I know what the answer is. The answer is you'd rather have the 5 or 6 good ones. So, like everything we do here, we prove the theory to make sure that you're not wasting your time, I'm not wasting my time, and what we're doing makes some sense. So, for Agent Todd this weekend, we did just that. We put up his house, which is a great listing, doesn't necessarily have the best pictures, but it's in that first-time homebuyer kind of realm. We created an ad for it. Just listed open house Sunday, September 9th, 11 to 1, Billerica, 3-bed, 2-bath. Click link for pictures. We put some emojis and we put a bit.ly link on there, and some a picture with a just listed sign or whatever. Not one of our best ads, right, because the pictures are kind of rough, to be honest, but a good ad nonetheless. So we ran that ad for 7 days. No, excuse me, 4 days. It went from Thursday to Sunday night after the open house. We put a budget of $100 on it, okay? The exact statistics for that are that post reached 10,677 people, okay? Engaged, which means they clicked on it, 1,726 people clicked on the ad. It got us like 50 likes on our business page also. We only spent $87. Okay, so what's the result on that? 7 or 8 legitimate leads have come in. 7 or 8 in 4 days. Now, let's think about that for a minute. How many different ways can we spend $100? We can buy 2 rolls of stamps. We can buy postcards. We can do direct mail. We can buy Keeping Current Matters. We can buy Bruins schedules. We can buy Celtics schedules. We can take people out to dinner. There are many different ways to spend $100 in real estate page. And we say you list your last. The top agents in the world are listing agents. If you have a listing as an opportunity or you want to borrow one of ours, everybody else's except for one guy's, if you borrow one of ours, you can throw $75 behind it and get yourself 8 or 9 registrations. So I want to think about that for a minute. The people who are anti-Facebook, think about how you can spend $100, number one. Number two, you got to have the right software because people try, right? There's a whole lot of mediocrity out there. There's very little excellence, a whole lot of ordinary, not a whole lot of extraordinary, a whole lot of ordinary out there. I did rip that off, I'm not going to lie. So a whole lot of ordinary. I saw a couple North Reading agents try to do this type of post without a link, or the link goes to the MLS IDX site or some donkey software that doesn't work, okay? So to have the software that your broker pays for, to have the software that your broker is going to teach you how to use, going to allow you to use the system to your benefit without it being company-generated leads, going to give you the opportunity to share a listing of somebody's, to boost the post, you put $75, $80, $90 behind it, what's going to happen? We did the same thing in Quincy, right? We had a listing down in Quincy in Howell's Neck or whatever. Same thing. We put up a boosted post. Cost us about $100. 10, 12 leads later. Now, these are people who have physically put their number in the box. Now, does that mean they all want to buy right now? No, certainly they don't want to buy right now. But at least you know somebody who put their information in the box. And more importantly, it comes into a Boomtown system, which then allows you to drip properties. The biggest problem with Follow Boss is all you can do is email them. You couldn't share properties with them. You couldn't share open house with them. All you could do is create an email marketing campaign and then drip to those people. To me, why would you do an email marketing campaign that didn't contain listings? It doesn't make any fundamental sense to me. It never has and never would. I've tried to learn that, but after a year and a half, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to get around this philosophy, so let's go back to sending listings because that's what we are, right? We're selling a product. The product we're selling is real estate. So why would you not suggestively sell real estate when you email these folks? So here's what we'll tie this all together for you. Is we've got 6,000-something leads in Follow Boss that we've gotten this way that we're going to move into the 4,000 or 4,800 or 5,100 leads we have in Boomtown, and we're going to have ourselves a massive database. Now, that database is going to get divided up to whoever wants to work the opportunity. Right, just like the first road and the road to 6 is the company-generated leads. Let's just call it 7,000 leads. I've got 7,000 registrations in some fashion. Some of them a little older, some a little newer. But none of you are too busy to log into Boomtown and send a buyer an email that says, hey, I'm thinking about buying or selling. None of us. I don't have to train you. I don't have to show you. I don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is log in and send the email. All you got to do. We have the data and the bandwidth in the program to do that. We've had Boomtown for almost 3 months. It's taken me 90 days to roll it out. So I'm rolling it out soft here with you guys. But the people that are here tomorrow are going to get a little more of Boomtown. They're going to get a little more of what it's about and how we're going to jump on this. Now, I understand. Do me a favor. Take the Zap conversation. Move it over there. Okay? Zap is a different conversation for a different time. I'm talking about lead generation through Facebook, through sponsored posts, sending people properties of company-generated stuff. I'm not saying don't use Zap. I'm not saying move away from Zap. All I'm saying is we're talking about Boomtown right now. So hold your yeah-buts about Zap and just hold them over there. It's a conversation for a different time. The time now is we've got opportunity. You guys have time. I know you have time. I don't want to insult you. I know you have time because I know what you're doing. I can see what's on Facebook, and it's nothing. I can see what we're calling or working on. It's not much. I can look at our pipeline, and it's very short. I can see what you guys share on Facebook, and it's minimal. So as a good leader, I have to say, okay, well, what can I do to help you guys? I'm not gonna say, geez, you guys haven't done anything. That's not what we do here. We say, what can we do to help you? What can I do to help you generate business? And the only thing that I can do at this particular point to help you generate business is drop it in your lap and say, here you go. And some of you will still say, oh, gee, this lead's from 2012. I don't want that lead. You don't want to send them an email? What else do you have to do? Nothing. Send them an email. Say, hey, got your information a couple years back, just seeing if you bought a house yet. Are you still in the market for buying or selling a home? Did you buy a home back then? Maybe you want the current market value of it today. There are many reasons and many opportunities to go through in these systems. And I have the ability to give everybody a system. I give everybody a site, everybody a CRM in Boomtown, every single one of you. I don't have the ability to give every single person a lead. So we have to figure out who wants them, who's going to work them, and who's going to understand it, and who can embrace that as part of their day. Right? We all can find 10 minutes a day to send out 10 emails that says, hey, you thinking about buying or selling a home today? Hey, where are you looking? Hey, if I were to set you up on a property trip, what towns would you most be interested in? Those types of simple 9 to 10 word emails. Quick question. Are you still planning to buy a home this year? We did this a couple weeks ago in the Tuesday training. We sent these emails out. Or text, because the system does text as well. Right? Okay, so that's Boomtown versus follow-up. That's going to get rolled out tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then tomorrow night. If not tomorrow night, then we can set up a time and do it together. Okay? Let me tell you another piece of information before I cut you. Oh, it's 10:18. There is a very large opportunity and avenue for expired listings. It's happened to me now. I had a listing that was canceled on me. The listing was relisted with fresh pictures, fresh marketing, fresh price, and I promise you that listing will go under agreement. And it won't be anything that I did wrong. It'll be the fact that the property's back on the market fresh with a new package. It's used my failure as an advantage, and let's deliver that message to some of these other expired listings. So with that said, not going to make you scrub, not going to make you find it, not going to make you design a postcard. I got all that stuff handled for you. All I need you to do is find who you're going to mail. Find who you want to mail. Come get some postcards. Buy some postcards. Buy some stamps. Send them out. And I'm telling you, there's opportunity for expired. There are a lot of people in the market right now, excuse my language, that are sitting around their dining room table thinking, what the hell? I thought this market was hot. People still say the market's hot. The market's not hot. The market's gotten very lukewarm at best. Lukewarm. Maybe some parts of the world are still going, but I can tell you in my five towns that I concentrate on, the market would not be defined as hot. The market would be defined as very sleepy, very lazy, very, very unexciting. And you have some people that legitimately have to sell. Because they sell for a variety of reasons. Because they have a baby, they get a divorce, they buy because they just got divorced, they want to buy and sell because they just got divorced, excuse me. Kids are going to school, have too much space, empty nester, buy the kid a condo. Whatever the case is, life still happens, right? There's something that Scotty Murphy teaches called 5 familiar changes, right? There's stuff that's still out there. So we have to keep our foot on the gas and find those. But I will tell you that in my area, in my North Reading town, in the properties that I stare at every single day, the market is absolutely not on fire. Now, you put something $50,000 underpriced, certainly. You put up a 3-bed, 1.5-bath Cape Cod for $50,000 less than neighbor, certainly. You put up a condo in Millrose or Malden or whatever that's underpriced or undervalued, certainly you're going to have those struggles. You're going to have those bidding wars. That's the point, right? That's what you're going to find it. But as a whole, it's quiet. So I can do one. I'm gonna leave you with this. I can do one of two things as a leader. I can put my feet on the desk and play Fortnite and say, you know what? Never mind. Things will happen. Will happen. Right? Or I can go out there like the leader that I think I am and think I want to be and say, okay, guys, we're hitting a little bit of a lull. I've been seeing it for the last 6 weeks. upon my own failures. I lost three listings. I talked about that a couple times ago, right? I had three listings that fell in my pocket all the same week. I've never been fired. I got fired three times in 1 week, right? So hopefully that's over. But you take that success or that failure and turn it into your guy's success. My parting shot. I am not a competing broker, okay? I do not compete against you for business. I do, however, have a strong referral base. And it's important for me to be out in the market and doing the same kind of deals that you do, so I keep my hands on the pulse. If I didn't do any business, I wouldn't know what the objections were. I wouldn't know what the appraiser timeline is. I wouldn't know what the new home inspectors are saying. I wouldn't know about the FHA guidelines and things like that. I wouldn't be dialed in. I think it would be a disservice to you for me to not practice real estate. That's why I do it. Of course, everybody likes to get paid. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. But I'm not prospecting for my own business. I'm prospecting to show you how to prospect. I'm prospecting to show you how to generate leads. I'm prospecting to get company generate leads for you. I stand here every day, send out 50 or 75 or 100 mailers every single day, if not every other day, for opportunity to come in that I can pass out to you. That's what I'm here for. And that's basically the message I'm delivering to you now through expired mailings, through my failures, and through Boomtown in today and or tomorrow and or tomorrow night. All right? Lots of guys in the call today. I really appreciate it. Let me know if you got any questions. I'll be around all day. Hope you enjoyed. I'm right up against it, so I'll catch you guys later.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.